track two, some practical tips. I wrote my Contend for Your Healing booklet to help others contend for what has already been done in heaven and paid for by Jesus. This is a much abbreviated version of the six keys that I've learned over the years, leading in several healing rooms and healing at the local hospital weekly and seeing miracles. Mark 11, verse 24 says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." Key number one, the Bible. You need to transform how you think. Romans 12, verse 2 tells us, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Speaking Bible verses out loud is essential in contending for your healing. We provide those verses in the next couple of tracks. Proverbs 18, verses 20 and 21 states, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." You must watch every word you speak. Key number two, declarations. You just learned the critical importance of Scripture. While declarations are based on Scripture, and by definition, a declaration is an official announcement that something is true or happening. It's a way for you to write out what you are announcing to be true in your life. You set the course of your life with your words and declarations. In track four, we have a list of declarations for you to repeat after us. In Psalm 103, verse 20, it says, "Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word." Don't have bored angels. Angels can only respond to the word of God, so use His word to create declarations over your life. State them in current tense, not future tense, such as, "By your stripes, I am healed." Key number three, praise and worship. Praise in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." It's critically important to thank Jesus for your healing, whether or not you are fully healed. To complain is to remain. Praise God for progress towards your healing, being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That's from Philippians 1, verse 6. Worship is an extremely powerful tool to defeat the enemy's lies in your life. When you're really struggling, simply saying the name Jesus, Jesus, Jesus makes the enemy flee. James 4, verse 7 says, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." God can't help but show up when the declaration of His goodness is made. Key number four, forgiveness. I have found that unforgiveness can be a barrier to physical healing. Whether it's an argument or long-held resentment, unresolved conflict can go deeper than you realize. It may be affecting your physical health. 62% of American adults say they need more forgiveness in their personal lives. In fact, medical studies, not Christian studies, show that forgiveness can reap huge rewards for your health, lowers the risk of heart attack, improves cholesterol levels and sleep, reduces pain, blood pressure, and levels of anxiety, depression, and stress. Forgiveness isn't just about saying the words. It's an active process in which you make a conscious decision to release your negative feelings towards another and give that pain it caused you to Jesus. It's a divine exchange. Number 5, the ongoing infilling of the Holy Spirit. It's important to note that Jesus did not perform any miracles until Holy Spirit descended on him in Luke 3, verse 22. When you accepted Jesus as your Savior, you received God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. However, the infilling of Holy Spirit is a separate experience as explained in Ephesians 5, verse 18, when it talks about the disciples be filled with the Spirit. Sort of like my garden. If it doesn't rain, the garden dries up and my vegetables wither. Vegetables need continually watering, as they can't survive on last week's watering. The same is true for you. You need to continually be filled up with Holy Spirit. When Jesus gave his disciples the Great Commission, he told them not to leave Jerusalem until they were filled with the power of Holy Spirit. Jesus gives you the same promise in John 14, verse 12. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. I literally take Jesus at his word and expect miracles every time I pray for someone. I am fully persuaded, like Romans 4, verse 21, that healing is for me and for you and for others today. Number 6, command healing. I regularly hear sick people say, I'm not sure if it's God's will to heal me. If I only knew. Maybe I'm supposed to be sick to keep me humble or build up my faith. God's word promises healing in the new covenant, so you don't need to ask or say if it be your will. It is his will for you to be healed and be set free. Read all the verses in the Bible on healing. Choose to believe God in the Bible no matter what. He is your healer and deliverer. If you receive it. Everything in God's kingdom is received by faith. You receive or take into your possession healing the same way you receive salvation. You confess it and believe it in your heart. It is your divine, born again, legal right. What you believe, you will receive. Jesus is our role model, and he commanded the healing. He said, be clean and get up, take your mat and go home. When commanding your illness or disease to leave, always use the name of Jesus. The name and blood of Jesus is the most powerful force against disease. The Apostle Peter said in Acts 3, verse 6, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Commanding is simply exercising your God-given power of attorney. Christ has unequivocally given you the legal right to use his name. In Luke 9, verse 1, he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. He has given you and me authority to face the devil with the power of his name. Now, let's go out and show the world the miraculous privilege of being his child.
Divine exchange, you've given, so we